Patron Chess, in the middle of Ice, Ayin Beis, he's talking about the function, what the goal of the neshama is, after the goal. Right? Vamnam, Mashatzach lahavin Sheer koicha shal neshama shenitin lalam b'sechah. That the neshama technically has potential to be malah the guf immediately. The yetzer hara who are ikar b'chishan ha'isav sheratzam b'ma'adon letzayach ha'bechira, and the yetzer hara hini lo'ya yishadat b'adam klal k'mon she'en ha'shalat b'malachim m'pnei roi v'ha'arasam v'shleim musi di'asam. There will be no makom for yetzer hara. I don't know what he's saying right now. Let's see. Tedalach sharei lo'asad lavoi is going to say there won't be a Yetzirah. On the one hand, isn't a show good enough to perfect a person? If it's good enough, why isn't it perfecting it now? And if it's not good enough, how does it become good enough? Loss is lovely. So, what's the status of the neshama myself? You want me to find it? I can probably find it. Okay. Aval ha'inyan hu she neshama b'mitziusa b'shar shal godoyla hi me'oid me'oid. The etzem shayr she neshama is tremendously powerful. Aval k'deisha tovay b'guf hazeh hinei kadosh baruch hu m'mayit oira v'koycha u'mashe lo rak Oysa Yashir Haroi Laguf Boilamaze. In order to make the shidduch between the neshama and the guf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu m'ma'it the oyer and the koyach of the umashel arak Oysa Yashir Haroi Laguf Boilamaze. It's m'ma'it, you're only left with the shir Haroi Laguf Boilamaze. Vihine, he be'oisa shah yareach zois shenemar lo l'chi miyat yis atzmich. Well, I said, lo voy v'hoya or halvana karach hamo. He's finding such a mussy that in this world, it has to take on a different level of or than in the next world. So he's saying that the neshama in this world is taking this mind from its ultimate potential. It's taking this mind from its ultimate potential. According to the minimum koyach it has in this world, it's trapped inside this dirty guf, the entire all of its days, and it's going to be challenged by the Yetzirah, and that's why it's there. Well, if he kishrein ma'aseh, kach zoicha le'atzma, that's how it stays through overcoming those challenges. But when it comes to giving the star, oz moitzes kol neshamas pulasam itam, umisalis b'malusam apim ha'aseim. But then it gets better and more chashuv than neshamu v'malusam zoicha shuvu v'izaklu. Okay, so I'm not sure exactly what he said here, but more or less what he said was that Adam's neshama takes on two stages. There's the stage of the neshama when it's in the guf, and that's the stage that it's being held back from its full potential. And its job is to keep on bringing out more and more of its own potential, so that Lasa Lavai, when it's Mizakeh Lagof, it becomes to a certain level of perfection. Yeah?
Neshama overflows to the goof.
But that's our job, to keep on perfecting the goof of the neshama. And what's happening is that you're collecting more and more schar every time you do mitzvahs. You're collecting more and more schar, and you're enabling the neshama to become more and more perfect. And Lasad Lavoi, all that stuff, that buildup of zchuyos a person has, will end up coming out and perfecting the guf.
I mean, lost a little bit after. Oh, slowly.
I'm not sure which stage he's referring to. I don't think he means in the
Is the sorry, not like direct question, but Deya is the same thing as the Yitzhak Yitzhak. This he brought the pasuk from Yeshaya that Malar is Deya that refers to the Yitzhak. Is that how we're supposed to understand what the Yitzhak is?
Well, Das is Hashem is living with the clarity.
No, but he's using that pasuk to prove that there's only, I guess, neshama is bigger or whatever.
Right. I don't think he said the word Yetzer HaTov. Did he?
No, he doesn't say directly. He says, so also love in Namra La Yiru Li Yishchizu Har Kashi Kimala Har It's there.
Right, but there
He's
is
saying that's the outcome. He's
there
saying
is Hashem.
that's the outcome.
You will
Not the
have the whole
direct.
world will know that will know Hashem. So that's called Yitzhak Toy, whatever. Yeah.
So Tchias and Meisim, I'm sorry.
Didn't get
Don't
finished. He didn't
want
finish it. He didn't get to the
to
half.
jump to
So let's
the
see.
end.
Nafkalon mina. Shoyrish godol tzarach shiyel in neshama mitzar atzma. The shoyrish in the neshama where it comes from is the shpitz kedusha. Umakor tzarach sheyenech par ad me'oid, and therefore over there it's mamish. Like chelikol kamimal, achetere uyo l'chol. To the point that everything we know about Olam Haba is really the Shurish and Neshama, like coming out in its full glory. But it goes down in order like bi'oisol, in order that it should earn that shleimus again. You have a job to do. In order to do your job, go into the guf and go do your job. He said, but I can't do my job. Well, figure out how to do it. Well, I'm too choshev to go into that guf. But since the mice and this miyot affected it, nishar haguf acher kasher hayayir mazeh vavapishi. And as much as you can do, as much as you can perfect your neshama, or Rabban Leib Shneimin that didn't have a guf basically, so as much as you want to perfect your neshama and perfect your guf, achlefit tzidkas maaseh nidonis lasid lavi bisalus biilui maaleisa asher bavoya shenis baguf. The goof needs to go into the karka, into the land, in order to be finished that tikkun. Then when it comes back in, the tchias amesim, it's going to finish the job. Kimasha b'tchila, adra. Now the neshama could come back more powerful, because the neshama went through a whole life of Torah mitzvahs. The neshama goes to Olam Haba. The neshama already got out of the guf and started expressing itself in its full glory. Then when it's called back in for the second round. Okay, you have to come back in. There's no more l'chimiyat yisasmich. It comes back with the full koyach of the neshama. And the goof is already mezukach, basically, because it went through the land. We went through a burial process.
Interesting. So we always said like there's like tikkun, the goof needs a tikkun, and then also there's like a tachlis that the neshama is
Right.
doing, it's giving over to the goof. So such a
Yes.
thing.
V'harei ata te'elis l'neshama atzma b'hashlima es haguf l'yishalis hi me'ilui l'ilui. So you're saying this question we had right away, I think you were busy with this question. So at the end of the day, the tachlis of the neshama is to perfect the guf. It's a little strange. So you're saying the tachlis of the neshama is to perfect the guf, but once it perfects the guf, then the neshama itself can come back in a stronger glory. So memela is a tikkun to the neshama itself also. Because now it's reappearing in a starker glory.
Are you saying that the
But the
point?
zikuch cannot happen without that, except for Moshe Rabbeinu and Eliyahu HaNavi that didn't die. Except for those people, they can't. You can't see the neshama in the guf. But lasidlova, it's going to be like that. You know
We said, like, just going back from the beginning, the tachlis of the Bria was Chol Ha'aretz Yeis Hashem, everyone should know. So the point in the neshama, when it goes through this process of dying and then coming back and coming, whatever, great, come back. At that point, the now can more have bring out Deus Hashem, I guess, is that what I would translate?
Yeah, he's saying that because the neshama, in order to fit into this world, has to go down a level.
The tasha is not for the neshama to be in Shemayim would be great. The point is to be down here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that, is that really? New way of looking at
Keshka.
Well, I always thought that the Nisham itself, it's 100%, and because it's in the roof, it's